Thank you, Tara. Hi, Chris. This is Gail. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. I understand you are having some problems with your Google business profile. Could you backfill me just a little bit? Tara sent over some notes, but I kind of wanted to hear it from you too, see what's going on.
All right. Yeah. So basically, when I originally started the business, I went into Google Maps to verify my address for the business location. You know how they make you do all that, and then you're supposed to set it up so they mail you the postcard and all that. So you verify, you scan the barcode or whatever, and it verifies. They didn't give me that option. The only option they gave me was a video option where I had to like take a video of my truck, my license, tax ID forms, they wouldn't give me any other way to do it. So I did it, and then it was like 3-4 weeks. I called them. They're like, well, it didn't go through, so resubmit. So I kept resubmitting, and now there's three of my companies labeled for the area. So they called me yesterday to verify that I am that person. I said, yeah, I am this, that, blah, blah, blah. So they're trying to fix it on their end, but it's like a shit show, pardon my French.
No worries. I speak fluent.
You guys called at the right time.
Okay, no problem. Oh, my gosh, Chris, that does sound like a headache. I'm so sorry you had to go through that. So no problem. We can definitely get that fixed and get it through for you. Our technicians, we've been working with Google for 18 years, so they know all the right people to talk to within Google. I've seen them get all kinds of snags unsnagged with Google business profiles. So no problem there. Now, Tara had also mentioned that you needed some tweaks to your website, and that might be something we can help you with too. Now, are you using Facebook at all yet for work?
Yeah, Facebook I have on wrap. I can do. I can control. I've been doing Facebook ads already. That's
excellent.
How we get our primary advertising with the other business that we used to own. So that I'm pretty fluent in that. It's the rest of it.
Okay. Okay. Super. Super. So we won't talk about Facebook if you've got that going on your own. We're also partners with Facebook, so we can bundle their services as well. But I think given that, what's probably going to work best for you is our local programming. That'll get your Google business profile fixed, programmed, optimized online. We can also rebuild your website for you, and we'll put it right back on your domain. We'll use your logo, your photos. We'll load those in there as well. And that way we can build it so that it's Google compliant and optimized. That's going to help your visibility and getting more business in there on the first page. And then all of that programming, what it amounts to is that we position our clients right in the map on their first page search results for any of the services you offer. So we'll use your services as keywords so that even if they don't know your company name, but they're looking for an alarm or security system, you come up in the map, and then from there, they're able to just click and dial you directly. We don't filter or screen the calls at all. They all go directly to you, and we don't charge for them. They're unlimited. And then we would also close the effort area for your category of security, and we close that for a 50-mile radius around home base. So that means we'll never work with another security company in that 50-mile radius. That's strict Google rules. So let's see. Is that all making sense so far?
Yeah. Like I said, when I owned my other company, if you actually Google it, you'll see it. It was called AIC. Is that a Mount Pocono or Alarm and Storage Corp? We had somebody that did all this. We had a website. We had Google Analytics, all that. So
nice.
We sold the business, like I was telling your coworker. But I got bored. I couldn't stay home anymore. I started a small little thing. I'm not going to grow it. Yeah, I just want to stay small, but I just want to get a little bit of work. You know, 2-3 hours a day just to keep me busy.
Sure. Well, and I think this would actually probably be perfect, especially if you're already doing Facebook. So our pricing is on a flat monthly rate, never anything more. We don't add taxes to it, and there are never any click fees or any extras added on. And we work month to month. We expect to have to earn your business by doing our job every single month. And so let me see here. Because you're newer in business, let me check. Yeah, I can go ahead and approve those credits that Tara requested for you. So that'll lower your monthly down to $249. Which is normally $399. That's
you
it.
You can stop selling me. What do I got to do to make it happen? You're good.
I just need about 15 minutes of your time and gather some info from you, Chris. Is that all right? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, what you didn't let me spit out, there is a one-time $99 setup charge also, but that goes away and you'll never see it again.
Yeah, that's fine.
Still good? Okay. Is Chris short for Christopher?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your last name, Chris?
Marino.
Ah, nice Italian name, isn't it?
Yeah, but Marino. I'm more Irish than anything.
Are you really?
my dad was like 50-50, and then my mom was 100%, so... I did my DNA thing. They said I was 75% Irish. I'm like, ah. And then I married a good old Irish girl, so all my kids are, they're blonde hair, blue eyes, red hair, green eyes. You know what I mean? And then they got these.
Oh my gosh.
They're looking like I'm crazy.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That's awesome. What a nice mix. And Chris, on the credit card that you're going to use today, does your middle initial appear or middle name or just first?
No, it's just. It's not even my first name because it's a company credit card. It just says C. Marino and then ICU Security Services on it.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. Thank you. And what's a good email address for you?
ICU. C-A-M-S.
C-A-M-S.
Yep, N-E-P-A.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
Perfect.
I haven't even gotten into that yet because I know with GoDaddy I can do the optimization where I get like a website where it'll be like such at ICUSecurityServices.com. I haven't even gotten into that yet. I know I can.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
It's only been a month. I haven't even gotten into all that.
Oh wow. Wow. Well, congratulations. I think that's awesome. I mean, I know you'd probably rather just be tired. Or were you getting bored?
Yeah, I was just getting bored. I was just getting bored sitting at home, you know what I mean? I was just like, you know, just my other business was an S Corp, and it was just, I mean, I had 3,000 customers, and it was just the everyday rat race, and my phone didn't stop ringing, and I got back problems, and it was like I was taking all this time off, and I couldn't find employees, and then COVID happened, and it was just like, you know what? I'm just done.
You know, I can't blame you. I actually semi-retired, probably right about the same time, from construction. I owned a remodeling company, and during COVID, it supply chain just got so horrid, and I was sick of, I'm in my 50s, I was sick of running 250 miles every day chasing after kids who weren't doing their job.
Exactly. It gets tiring.
It does. It does. One time I had to have a kid rip out an entire shower worth of tile and scrape up the grout. I walked in and the grout lines were crooked and I'm like, this is not going to work. Not even a little.
Yeah. Nope.
All right.
Trust me, I've heard it all and seen it all myself.
I'm sure you have. I'm sure you have all the hacks that are out there for sure. Did those emails make it to you, Chris? I don't need you to do anything. Awesome. So I'll just tell you what they are. You don't need to deal with them now. The first one I sent over is about our dashboard and analytics. So you'll be able to log into your own dashboard in our system anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed, what keywords they're finding you on. And that's info about that. And then the second one is your exact price and package. So you've got that in writing. And then, Chris, how would you like to list out your services? I mean, I can
Like keywords, you mean?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so I guess it would be security, like home security.
Okay.
Alarm company.
Okay.
And then on top of that, it would be surveillance cameras.
Okay.
Security cameras. CCTV.
CCTV. Okay.
Yeah. How many words can you want? Because I mean, there's a couple.
I can take more. We don't have a limit.
Okay. All right. Let's try, let's do alarm.com. So if you put alarm.com, I come up as a partner. Yep.
Yep. Perfect. Do you have any other partners that we could throw on there?
Yeah, Reolink. R-E-O-L-I-N-K.
Got it. .com?
Yep. 2gig.com. Literally the number 2 and then G-I-G.
Gotcha. Okay. Got it.
And DSC, Delta Sierra Charlie.
Oops, one more time. DRC?
No, DSC. So Delta Sierra Charlie.
Charlie. Got it. .com? Okay. Perfect. Any others?
No, that should do it for now.
Okay.
I think, yeah, well, cause like when people search, they usually look for home security or alarm company. That's how they usually get an alarm company. Cameras, surveillance or CCTV or security cameras. So I think that pretty much covers it.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Okay. And then website. On your website, Chris, did you want us to put any payment options like PayPal, Cash App, Zelle, Venmo? We don't charge to do it.
No.
So,
okay. No, we're good. I don't need that. I do auto pay. Usually people just give me their credit card and I run it.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, it's quicker that way. It's nice to know you have it and you don't have to chase them around anymore or at all.
Exactly.
At all. Yeah. At all is really good.
Yeah, well, especially when you're an alarm company, I'm one of those utilities that people just happen to forget about.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. Exactly. I've seen that before, too. It's like, oh, well, I don't need to do anything with this or don't know what to do with it. Let's see. So what I'm doing, I'm going through and verifying some of your information, making sure that everything is 100% accurate. I don't want any typos going to Google. And then your phone number, I've got 570-982-7945. Is that right?
Yeah, so we're gonna change that. So the company phone number, I did change it on my Facebook and my website. I'm getting a Google phone number so that I can turn it off after 5 and it just goes to voicemail.
Excellent. Is that the 903-1340?
No.
I'm sorry, 57. 570-903-1340. Is that?
No,
that's
not
yours.
No, it's not.
Apologies.
No, that's okay. That might be ICU. There's an ICU security camera company out of Berwick. That sounds like they're not.
Oh,
which is
yep.
Like 100 miles away from me.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
the
ready
other number would be, it's 570-664-0740.
0740.
Yeah, but 99% positive. Go to my contacts. I saved it. 570-664-0740.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. And then company name, I've got I.C.U. Security Services LLC. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, correct.
Awesome. And then are you at, 1022 Cub Court?
Yes.
Perfect. And is that a home address, I would assume?
Yeah, that's my personal residence. I don't have an office.
Okay. So I'm going to make a note. Let's see. Is it on there? Okay. So what I'll do, I'm going to make a note for RTEC and for Google to make sure that they leave off your physical address. I'm guessing you probably don't need anybody being able to navigate to your house when they want to.
No, there'd be no reason for anybody to come to me. We don't offer in-person services like that.
No, I didn't think so. So we'll keep them from coming to your house. Okay, and then let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. So the onboarding call is a call with me and your technician. We block an hour, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And I like to schedule it at your earliest convenience, because right after that call is when we roll up our sleeves and get to work. And I don't like taking your money and then not getting to work. It bothers me. So I've just always been that way. We make a trade, we have to deliver. So let me see. Today is looking pretty well kaput, but tomorrow we could do, looks like the earliest would be 10, but then Perfect. We could hit 10 o'clock works. Awesome.
Yep, 10 o'clock works.
All right, let me grab that appointment on their calendar, and then as soon as I've got that built, I'll send that appointment to you. Well, I am so happy that the timing worked out that we could help you with this. It's got to be frustrating.
Well, it's not as frustrating. I'm busy right now as it is. There's a couple old customers that were with my old company that weren't satisfied, so they actually called me and switched over back to me.
Oh, nice.
Like right now, yeah, so I'm sitting in a customer's driveway right now. It was a big account, 29. It was one guy with 29 accounts, so I'm like rehabbing and doing his 29 locations right now, so I'm pretty busy, but
That's
it's
going to
run out eventually, and I'm going to need more work, so.
Sure. Well, good that you're thinking ahead. So many people just do not think ahead, and they wait until they're flat broke before they do anything about it. It's like, man, we could have fixed that earlier.
Yeah, no, I know, but I got to stay on top of this. So once you fall behind, it's hard to get caught back up.
It really is. It really is. And I just sent another email your way, Chris. This one, the subject line is Local Splash CIE, and that's a calendar invite. And if you would go ahead and open that up and hit the yes button, I would appreciate it.
All right. Okay. I know the sender. Yes. Okay, you should be good.
Awesome. Thank you. Let me check and make sure it updated. Looks like it did. Perfect. Thank you. And then I need to find, so part of what I'm doing too, Chris, is I'm gathering, just your Facebook page link, everything that your tech might want to look at, just to kind of get a feel for you and your company. So I'm looking for your Facebook. I cannot get your Facebook to come up for me. You know what? Let me text you quick, and then you can text me back. How about that?
Oh, from Facebook, you mean? Or?
Yeah, or if you want to email to me, if you have the link handy.
Yeah, I'm pulling up the link now. That'll work.
Awesome.
ICU feeds, where the hell is it? Should be right at the top, right?
Should be, yeah, I would think so.
Oh, here we go. Page serving, I see. Not edit. About. Maybe can we more? I'm losing my mind. I know it's here somewhere, stupid too.
Well, and if you don't have it handy right now, that's no problem. We can get that later. And especially it's not that big a deal since we're not working on your Facebook. We just kind of like to have it so we can refer to it if we need to for content or ideas, things like that.
Okay.
And so I just sent you another text. That one is our customer service department. So the first one was my You can put both of us in your phone. That's where you'll reach your technician. But I am always here as a point of contact for you, too, as the lead on your account.
Okay.
And then I'm going to send another text to you. This one, whenever you get a chance, if you want to, it's more information on how we track how many clicks and calls you're getting. Let's see. And I think we are caught up. I'm just double checking through everything here to make sure I've got it. And no errors. So another thing that'll happen during your onboarding call tomorrow too, Chris, is your technician is going to run through quality control. So they're going to be my second set of eyes to make sure that I didn't get anything incorrect or inaccurate. So if you'd bear with them when they re-verify everything, that would be awesome.
Okay.
It seems so redundant, but it's actually one of the things that, that helps us as a company help our clients is that we're so accurate and all those double checks.
Okay. I did just send you that link to my Facebook. I found it.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. All right. And then I'm just getting billing set up for you and I'll be ready for that card in just a couple minutes.
Okay.
There we go. Get it in there with your adjustments. Let me see if that email's there yet. Not quite. No worries. I'll come and catch that up later. That way I can get you going on your way. I assume the credit card billing goes to the Cub Court address?
Yes. Oh, no, I texted okay. you the Facebook link. Is that what you were looking for?
Oh, okay. Then I looked in the wrong spot. No worries. I'll go ahead and grab that. Okay. Credit card billing. Does that go to Cub Court?
Yes. Yeah. Everything goes okay. to the 1022 address.
All right. And then Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover, Chris?
It's a Visa card.
Okay. And I'm ready for those digits when you are for security.
Okay.
I won't read them back. Won't read them back. But if you just go in four-digit blocks, we'll be fine.
Okay, 4118.
Okay.
7100.
Got it.
0144.
Okay.
6777.
Huh, interesting. You got a lot of repeated digits. It looks like a good poker hand. what's the expiration, please?
01 of 27.
And the 3-digit code?
982.
Thank you. And then I need to set up with you a security question and answer. It's one more layer of protection. So our options for the questions are mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or first pet's name.
We'll go first pet's name.
Okay, and what's that then?
M-A-X, Max.
I love it. We had a Max. Was it a dog or a cat?
It was a dog.
Oh. Oh, there we go. Okay, got that. It was erroring me. The security answer zeros X's it out as you type it in. And you have to do it twice, so it's one of those deals. I kept hitting the wrong key. We got her, though. Okay. So I just ran that through. You should have two more emails on the way to you. The one that we need to handle, I'll walk you through the clicks and the typing because I have to read it to you anyway. Thank you. I got your text. Perfect. I'll get that updated. There we go. Oh, Chris, I almost forgot. What do you want to show for your hours of operation?
9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Monday through Friday?
Yep, Monday through Friday.
Perfect. All right. Let me see if that email even sent yet. Sometimes it takes a minute for it to get there. It looks like it's sent. And the one we want is local / initial invoice.
Yep, I got it right here.
Awesome. About four sentences in is click here. So I have to read it to you anyway. So I'm going to just walk you through the clicks and the typing, and then I'll read. Just quicker that way. So once you click, it'll open a new page. Welcome to browse through there. Ask me any questions. And at the bottom is a checkbox, and it'll ask you to type your name as it appears there. And it is case sensitive too on the typing.
Okay.
Awesome. Let me see if it updated. Did it take you to a login screen?
Yes, it did.
Perfect. Awesome. All right. So that's actually where you're going to log into your dashboard, and we'll get you those login credentials tomorrow. So last okay. part, I just got to read to you. So the voice, this is the Google voice verification. It's required of us as Google channel partners because we're locking you in at a reduced rate. It is also recorded and added to your file as a form of protection for you. And if you have any questions as I go through, Chris, just feel free to stop me. We can pause and I can answer for you. So there are a couple of spots where I'll ask you, like, company name, things like that. If you're ready, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance and outlines the service subscription with Local Splash. It is also added to your file as a form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
ICU Security Services, LLC.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Christopher Marino, Managing Member.
And are you authorized to hire Local Splash on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your subscription?
Yes.
Thank you. Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, February 16th, 2022, 23, in the discounted non-refundable total of $348, the breakout of which is a one-time only $99 setup fee, and your first month at a flat rate of $249. Going forward, beginning on March 16th, 2023, your recurring charge will be a flat $249. This is a true flat rate to which there are no additional taxes, click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. Your subscription will automatically renew on the 16th of the month of each month in the amount of $249. You may pause or discontinue your subscription at any time by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Whew, awesome. Congratulations, Chris. You're all set. Did you have any questions for me?
No, we're good. Like I said, okay. We'll talk more tomorrow and we'll get squared away and get it up and running.
Sounds good. We'll do that. We'll talk to you in the morning then.
All right, sounds great.
Thank you, Chris. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.